USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Three students have been shot and killed at an Oxford, Michigan high school. Oakland County Undersheriff Mike McCabe says the student shooter is behind bars.
The deputies took a suspect into custody within 5 minutes of the original 911 call. They recovered a handgun from the suspect.
The head of the Fed says inflation isn't ending anytime soon. During a Senate hearing, Fed Chair Jerome Powell saying it's probably time we stop referring to inflation as transitory.
So I think the word transitory has different meanings to different people. To many, it carries a time, a sense of short-lived. We tend to use it to mean that it won't leave a permanent mark in the form of higher inflation. I think it's probably a good time to retire that word and try to explain more clearly what we mean.
USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
As tensions run high between China and the United States, five United States lawmakers defied Beijing and visited the contested island of Taiwan last week. Congresswoman Nancy Mace was a member of the bipartisan group. She joins Fox News to discuss the controversial trip abroad.
The Chinese embassy sent an email to every single person on that trip, every member of Congress, demanding that we cancel the trip. And I don't take orders from communist China, and neither do my Democratic colleagues. And we did the trip anyway.
China lays claim to Taiwan and has increased military intimidation as part of its campaign to put pressure on the self-ruled island. Stocks are dealing with another day in the red after the chairman of the Fed Reserve testified on Capitol Hill. Jerome Powell saying the Fed will talk about speeding up the process known as tapering down when top central bank officials meet in December. The Dow losing 652 points on Tuesday. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
In an interview with CBS's Face the Nation, medical advisor to the president, Dr. Anthony Fauci, said Republicans criticizing him are really criticizing science, because I represent science. That's dangerous. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul on Fox and Friends warns Dr. Fauci is starting to think he's untouchable.
This is a very, very dangerous sort of idea. The idea that a government bureaucrat represents science and that he is now untouchable, that it is sort of like you are now contradicting the all-high priest of science if you say anything. But there are real questions, and there's real areas of science that he's never really debated because he deflects.
After a major upset against Ohio State last week, the Michigan Wolverines will be facing the Iowa Hawkeyes this Saturday in the Big Ten Championship game at Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis. Big Ten Conference Commissioner Kevin Warren says there's optimism this year in the Big Ten.
You look at, you know, what we were able to do this year as a conference, but again, I just want to hopefully that our teams keep playing well, our student-athletes stay healthy, and it will be a very exciting bowl season.
Some visitors to the world-famous San Diego Zoo had an experience worth more than the cost of admission on Monday. A mother giraffe gave birth right in front of onlookers. The crowd of several dozen was able to observe as the newborn calf took its first wobbly steps. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.